our adoration, we sing praise to them, whom, for assistance, like the five terrestrial priests, Trita has brought to aid us hither on his chariot. So may your favoring help be turned to us, your kindness like a lowing cow approach us, wherewith you bear your servant over trouble, and free your worshipper from scoff and scorning. Hymn 35. Son of Waters. Eager for spoil, my flow of speech I utter. May the flood's child accept my songs with favor. Will not the rapid Son of Waters make them lovely? For he it is who shall enjoy them. To him let us address the song well fashioned, forth from the heart. Shall he not understand it? The friendly Son of Waters, by the greatness of Godhead, has produced all things existing. Some floods unite themselves, and others join them. The sounding rivers fill one common storehouse. On every side, the bright floods have encompassed the bright, resplendent offspring of the waters, the never sullen waters, youthful maidens, carefully decking, wait on him, the youthful. He with bright rays shines forth in splendid beauty, unfed with wood, in waters oil enveloped. To him, three dames are offering food to feed him, goddesses to the god whom none may injure. Within the waters has he pressed as hollows, and drinks their milk who now are first made mothers. Here was the horse's birth, his was the sunlight. Save you, our princes, from the oppressor's onslaught. Him, indestructible, dwelling at a distance in forts unwrought lies, and ill spirits reach not. He, in whose mansion is the teeming milk cow, swells the god's nectar and eats noble viands. The Son of Waters, gathering strength in waters, shines for his worshipper to give him treasures. He who in waters with his own pure Godhead shines widely, law-abiding, everlasting. The other worlds are truly his branches, and plants are born of him with all their offspring. The water's sun has risen, and clothed in lightning, ascended up to the curled cloud's bosom, and bearing with them his supreme glory, the youthful ones, gold-colored, move around him. Golden in form is he, like gold to look on. His color is like gold, the Son of Waters. When he is seated fresh from golden birthplace, those who present their gold give food to feed him. This the fair name, and this the lovely aspect of him, the water's son, increase in secret. Whom here the youthful maids together kindle, his food is sacred ghee of golden color. Him, nearest friend of many, will we worship with sacrifice and reverence and oblation. I make his back to shine, with chips provide him. I offer food and with my songs exalt him. The bull has laid his own life germ within them. He sucks them as an infant, and they kiss him. He, Son of Waters, of unfading color, has entered here as in another's body. While here he dwells in sublimest station, resplendent with the rays that never perish, the waters, bearing ghee to feed their offspring, flow, youthful ones, in wanderings about him. Agni, I gave good shelter to the people, and to the prince's goodly preparation. Blessed is all that gods regard with favor. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 36. Various Gods. Water and milk has he endued, sent forth to you? The men have drained him with the filters and the stones. Drink, Indra, from the Hotar's bowl. First right is yours. Soma hallowed and poured with Vashat and Swaha. Busied with sacrifice, with spotted deer and spears, gleaming upon your way with ornaments, yea, our friends, sitting on sacred grass, you sons of Bharata, drink Soma from the Potar's bowl, O men of heaven. Come to us, you swift to listen, as at home upon the sacred grass, sit and enjoy yourselves, and, Tvashtar, well content, be joyful in the juice with gods and goddesses in gladsome company. Bring the gods hither, sage, and offer sacrifice. At the three altars seat you willingly, O priest. Accept for your delight the proffered Soma meat. Drink from the kindler's bowl and fill you with your share. This is the strengthener of your body's manly might. Strength, victory for all time are placed within your arms. Rest for you, Maghavan, it is offered to you. Drink from the chalice of this Brahman, drink your fill, accept the sacrifice. Mark both of you my call. The priest has seated him after the ancient texts. My prayer that bids them come goes forth to both the kings. Drink you the Soma honey from the director's bowl. Hymn 37. Various Gods. Enjoy your fill of honey out of the Hotar's cup. Advaryus, he desires a full draught poured for him. Bring it him. Seeking this, he gives. Granter of wealth, drink Soma with the Ritus from the Hotar's cup. He whom of old I called on, him I call on now. He is to be invoked. His name is He Who Gives. Here brought by priests is Soma honey. Granter of wealth, drink Soma with the Ritus from the Potar's cup. Fat may the horses be wherewith you speed on. Lord of the wood, unharming, strengthen you thyself. Drawing and seizing, bold one, you who grant wealth, drink Soma with the Ritus from the Neshtar's cup. From Hotar's cup and Potar's he has drunk and joyed. The proffered food has pleased him from the Neshtar's bowl. The fourth cup undisturbed, immortal, let him drink who gives wealth, the cup of the wealth-giving God. Yoke, O you twain, today your hero-bearing chariot, swift-moving hitherward, your loosing place is here. Mix the oblations, then come hither with the honey, and drink the Soma, you rich in abundant strength. Agni, accept the fuel and our offered gift. Accept the prayer of man, accept our eulogy. Do you with all, with Ritu, O you excellent, fain, make the great gods all want to taste the gift we bring. Hymn 38. Savitar. Uprisen is Savitar, this god to quicken, priest who neglects not this most constant duty. To the gods truly he gives rich treasure, and blesses him who calls them to the banquet. Having gone up on high, the god broad-handed spreads his arms widely forth that all may mark him. Even the waters bend them to his service. Even this wind rests in the circling region. Though borne by swift steeds, he will yet unyoke them. Even the fleet chariot has he stayed from going. He has checked even their haste, who glide like serpents. Night closely followed Savitar's dominion. What was spread out, she weaves afresh, reweaving. The skillful leaves his labor half completed. He has arisen from rest and parted seasons. Savitar has approached God holy-minded. Through various dwellings, through entire existence, spreads manifest the household light of Agni. The mother gives her son the goodliest portion, and Savitar has sped to meet his summons. He comes again, unfolded, desiring conquest. At home was he, the love of all things moving. Each man has come, leaving his evil doings, after the godlike Savitar's commandment. The wild beasts spread through desert places, seeking their watery share, which you have set in waters. The woods are given to the birds. These statutes of the god Savitar none disobeyeth. With utmost speed, in restless haste, at sunset, Varuna seeks his watery habitation. Then seeks each bird his nest, each beast his lodging. In due place, Savitar has set each creature. Him whose high law not Varuna nor Indra, not Mitra, Aryaman, nor Rudra breaks, nor evil-hearted fiends. Here, for my welfare, him I invoke, God Savitar, with worship. May they who strengthen bliss, and thought and wisdom, and the Dame's Lord and Narashansa aid us. That good may come to us, and wealth be gathered, may we be Savitar the God's beloved. So come to us our heart's desire. The bounty bestowed by you from heaven and earth and waters, that it be well with friends and those who praise you, and, Savitar, with the loud lauding singer. Hymn 39. Ashwins. Sing like the two press stones for this same purpose. Come like two misers to the tree of treasure. Like two lord-singing Brahmans in the assembly, like the folk's envoys called in many places. Moving at morning like two chariot-borne heroes, like to a pair of goats you come electing. Like two fair dames embellishing their bodies, like a wise married pair among the people. Like to a pair of horns come first to us, like to a pair of hoofs with rapid motion. Come like two chakawas in the grey of morning, come like two chariot wheels at dawn, you mighty. Bear us across the rivers like two vessels. Save us as you were yokes, knaves, spokes, and wheel rims. Be like two dogs that injure not our bodies, preserve us like two crutches that we fall not. Like two winds aging not, two confluent rivers, come with quick vision like two eyes before us. Come like two hands most helpful to the body, and guide us like two feet to what is precious. Even as two lips that with the mouth speak honey, even as two breasts that nourish our existence, like the two nostrils that protect our being, be to us as our ears that hear distinctly. Like two hands, give you us increasing vigor, like heaven and earth constrain the airy regions. Ashwins, these hymns that struggle to approach you, sharpen you like an axe upon a whetstone. These prayers of ours exalting you, O Ashwins, have the Grit Samadas for a lord made ready. Welcome them, O you heroes, and come hither. Loud may we speak with brave men in assembly. Hymn 40. Soma and Pushan. Soma and Pushan, parents of all riches, parents of earth and parents of high heaven, you twain, brought forth as the whole world's protectors, the gods have made center of life eternal. At birth of these two gods, all gods are joyful. They have caused darkness, which we hate, to vanish. With these, with Soma and with Pushan, India generates ripe warm milk in the raw milk cows. Soma and Pushan, urge your chariot hither, the seven-wheeled chariot that measures out the region, that stirs not all, that moves to every quarter, five-reined and harnessed by the thought, you mighty. One in the heaven on high has made his dwelling, on earth and in the firmament the other. May they disclose to us great store of treasure, much longed for, rich in food, source of enjoyment. One of you twain is parent of all creatures, the other journeys onward, all beholding. Soma and Pushan, aid my thought with favor. With you may we overcome in all encounters. May Pushan stir our thought, the all-impelling. May Soma, lord of riches, grant us riches. May Aditi, the perfect goddess, aid us. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 41. Various Deities. O Vayu, come to us with all the thousand chariots that are yours, team-born, to drink the Soma juice. Drawn by your team, O Vayu, come, to you is this offered, the pure. You visit the presser's house. Indra and Vayu, drawn by teams, you heroes, come today and drink of the bright juice when mixed with milk. This Soma has been shed for you, law-strengtheners, Mitra Varuna. Listen you here to this my call. Both kings who never injure aught, seat them in their supreme home, the thousand-pillared, firmly based. Fed with oblation, sovereign kings, Adityas, lords of liberal gifts, they wait on him whose life is true. With kine, Nasatyas, and with steeds, come, Ashwins, Rudras, to the house that will protect its heroes well. Such wealthy gods, as none afar nor standing nigh to us may harm, yea, no malicious mortal foe. As such, O longed-far Ashwins, lead us on to wealth of varied sort, wealth that shall bring us room and rest. Truly Indra, conquering all, drives even mighty fear away, for firm is he and swift to act. Indra, be gracious to us. Sin shall not reach us afterward, and good shall be before us still. From all the regions of the world, let Indra send security, the foe-subduer swift to act. O, all you gods, come hitherward. Hear this mine invocation. Seat yourselves upon this sacred grass. Among the Sunahotras, strong for you is this sweet gladdening draught. Drink you of this delightsome juice. You Maruts led by Indra, gods with Pushan for your bounty assist. Hear all of you this call of mine, best mother, best of rivers, best of goddesses, Sarasvati. We are, as 'twere, of no repute, and dear mother, give you us renown. In you, Sarasvati, divine, all generations have their stay. Be glad with Sunahotra's sons, O goddess, grant us progeny. Enriched with sacrifice, accept, Sarasvati, these prayers of ours. Thoughts which Gritsamadas, beloved of gods, bring, holy one, to you. You who bless sacrifice, go forth, for truly we choose you both, and Agni, who conveys our gifts. This our effectual sacrifice, reaching the sky, shall heaven and earth present to the gods today. In both your laps, you guileless ones, the holy gods shall sit them down today to drink the Soma here. Hymn 42. Kapinjala. Telling his race aloud with cries repeated, he sends his voice out as his boat a steersman. O bird, be ominous of happy fortune, from no side may calamity befall you. Let not the falcon kill you, nor the eagle. Let not the arrow-bearing archer reach you. Still crying in the region of the fathers, speak here auspicious, bearing joyful tidings. Bringing good tidings, bird of happy omen, call you out loudly southward of our dwellings, so that no thief, no sinner may oppress us. Loud may we speak with heroes in assembly. Hymn 43. Kapinjala. Here on the right sing forth chanters of hymns of praise, even the winged birds that in due season speak. He, like a Sama chanter, utters both the notes, skilled in the mode of Trishtup and of Gayatri. You, like the chanter priest, chant the Sama bird. You sing at libations like a Brahman's son. Even as a vigorous horse, when he comes near the mare, announce to us good fortune, bird, on every side. Proclaim in all directions, happy luck, O bird. When singing here, O bird, announce good luck to us, and when you sit still, think on us with kind thoughts. Book 3. Hymn 1. Agni. You, Agni, who will have the strong, have made me the Soma's priest to worship in assembly. You shine to the gods. I set the press stones. I toil. Be joyful in thyself, O Agni. East have we turned the right, made the hymn aid it. With wood and worship shall they honor Agni. From heaven the synods of the wise have learnt it. Even for the quick and strong they seek advancement. The prudent, he whose will is pure, brought welfare, allied by birth to heaven and earth in kingship. The gods discovered in the midst of waters beautiful Agni with the sisters' labor. Him, blessed one, the seven strong floods augmented. Him, white at birth and red when waxen mighty. As mother mares run to their newborn youngling, so at his birth the gods wondered at Agni. Spreading with radiant limbs throughout the region, purging his power with wise purifications, robing himself in light, the life of waters, he spreads abroad his high and perfect glories. He sought heaven's mighty ones, the unconsuming, the unimpaired, not clothed and yet not naked. Then they, ancient and young, who dwell together, seven sounding rivers, as one germ, received him. His piles, assuming every form, are scattered where flow sweet waters, at the spring of ghee. There stood the milk kine with full laden udders, and both paired mighty mothers of the wondrous. Carefully cherished, son of strength, you shone, assuming lasting and refulgent beauties. Full streams of ghee and sweet juice descended, there where the mighty one grew strong by wisdom. From birth he knew even his father's bosom. He set his voices and his streams in motion. Knew him who moved with blessed friends in secret, with the young dames of heaven. He stayed not hidden. He nursed the infant of the Father and Maker. Alone the babe sucked many a teeming bosom. Guard for the bright and strong, the fellow spouses friendly to men and bound to him in kinship. The mighty one increased in space unbounded, full many a glorious flood gave strength to Agni. Friend of the house, within the lap of order lay Agni in the sister river's service. As keen supporter where great waters gather, light shedder whom the brood rejoice to look on. He who begat and will beget, the dawn lights, most manly, child of floods, is youthful Agni. him, varied in form, the lovely infant of floods and plants, the blessed wood has gendered. Gods even, moved in spirit, came around him and served him at his birth, the strong, the wondrous. Like brilliant lightnings, mighty luminaries accompany the light-diffusing Agni, waxen, as 'twere in secret, in his dwelling, while in the boundless stall they milk out Amrit. I, sacrificing, serve you with oblations and crave with longing your goodwill and friendship. Grant with the gods your grace to him who lords you. Protect us with your rays that guard the homestead. May we, O Agni, who you lead wisely, your followers and masters of all treasures, strong in the glory of our noble offspring, subdue the godless when they seek the battle. Ensign of gods have you become, O Agni, joy-giver, knower of all secret wisdom. Friend of the homestead, you have lightened mortals. Chariot-borne, you go to the gods fulfilling. Within the house has sate the king immortal of mortals, filling full their sacred synods. Bedewed with holy ghee, he shines widely, Agni, the knower of all secret wisdom. Come to us with your auspicious friendship. Come speeding, mighty, with your mighty succors. Grant us abundant wealth that saves from danger, that brings a good repute, a glorious portion. To you who are of old, these songs, O Agni, have I declared, the ancient and the later. These great libations to the strong are offered. In every birth is Jataveda established. Established in every birth is Jatavedas, kindled perpetual by the Vishvamitras. May we rest ever in the loving kindness, in the auspicious grace of him, the holy. This sacrifice of ours do you, O mighty, O truly wise, bear to the gods rejoicing. Grant us abundant food, you priestly herald. Vouchsafe to give us ample wealth, O Agni. As holy food, Agni, to your invoker, give wealth in cattle, lasting, rich in marvels. To us be born a son, and spreading offspring. Agni, be this your gracious will to us. Hymn 2. Agni. To him, Vaishvanara, who strengthens dharma, to Agni we present our praise like ghee made pure. With thoughtful insight, human priests bring him anear. Our herald from of old, as an axe, forms a chariot. He made the heaven and earth resplendent by his birth. Child of two mothers, he was meet to be implored. Agni, oblation bearer, gracious, ever young, infallible, rich in radiant light, with guest of men. Within the range of their surpassing power, by might, the gods created Agni with inventive thought. I, eager to win strength, address him like a steed, resplendent with his brilliance, with his ample light. Eager to gain, we crave from him the friendly god strength confident, choice-worthy meat to be extolled. The Brighu's bounty, willing, strong with sage's lore, even Agni shining forth with light that comes from heaven. For happiness, men, having trimmed the sacred grass, set Agni glorious for his strength before them here. Yea, with raised ladles, him bright, dear to all the gods, perfecting aims of works, Rudra of solemn rites. Around your dwelling place, O brightly shining priest, are men at sacrifice, whose sacred grass is trimmed. Wishing to do you service, Agni, they are there, desirous of your friendship, grant them store of wealth. He has filled heaven and earth, and the great realm of light. When at his birth the skillful held him in their hold. He, like a horse, is led forth to the sacrifice, sage, gloriously inclined, that he may win us strength. Honor the oblation bearer, him who knows fair rites. Serve you the household friend who knows all things that be. He drives the chariot of the lofty ordinance. Agni, most active, is the great high priest of gods. They who are free from death, disposed to him, purified three splendors of the mighty Agni, circling all. To man for his enjoyment, one of these they gave. The other two have passed into the sister sphere. Man's sacrificial food has sharpened like an axe. For brightness, him the sage of men, the people's lord, busied with sacred rites, he mounts and he descends. He has laid down his vital germ within these worlds. He stirs with life in wombs dissimilar in kind, born as a lion or a loudly bellowing bull. Vaishvanara, immortal with wide-reaching might, bestowing goods and wealth on him who offers gifts. Vaishvanara, as of old, mounted the cope of heaven, heaven's ridge, well greeted by those skilled in noble songs. He, as of old, producing riches for the folk, still watchful, traverses the common way again. For new prosperity we seek Agni. Him whose course is splendid, gold-haired, excellently bright, whom Matarishvan established, dweller in the heaven, meet for high praise and holy, sage and true to Dharma. As pure and swift of course, beholder of the light, who stands in heaven's bright sphere a sign, who wakes at dawn, Agni, the head of heaven, whom none may turn aside, to him, the powerful, with mighty prayer we seek. The cheerful priest, the pure, in whom no guile is found, friend of the house, praiseworthy, dear to all mankind, fair to behold for beauty like a splendid chariot, Agni, the friend of men, we ever seek for wealth. Hymn 3. Agni. To him who shines afar, Vaishvanara, shall bards give precious things that he may go on certain paths. For Agni the immortal serves the deities, and therefore never breaks their everlasting laws. He, wondrous envoy, goes between the earth and heaven, firm-seated as the herald, great high priest of men. He compasses with rays the lofty dwelling place, Agni, sent forward by the gods, enriched with prayer. Sages shall glorify Agni with earnest thoughts, ensign of sacrifice, who fills the synod full, in whom the singers have stored up their holy acts, to him the worshipper looks for joy and happiness. The father of sacrifice, great god of holy bards, Agni, the measure and the symbol of the priests, has entered heaven and earth that show in varied form. The sage whom many love rejoice in his might. Bright Agni with the bright chariot, lord of green domains, Vaishvanara, dweller in the floods, who finds the light pervading, swift and wild, encompassed round with powers, him very glorious have the gods established here. Agni, together with the gods and Manu's folk, by thought extending sacrifice in varied form, goes, chariot-borne, to and fro with those who crown each rite, the fleet, the household friend who turns the curse aside. Sing, Agni, for long life to us and noble sons. Teem you with plenty, shine upon us store of food. Increase the great man's strength, you ever vigilant, you longing for the gods, know their hymns full well. The mighty one, lord of the people and their guest, the leader of their thoughts, devoted friend of priests. Our solemn rites announcer, Jatavedas, men with worship ever praise with urgings for their weal. Agni, the god resplendent, giver of great joy, has on his lovely chariot compassed the lands with might. Let us with pure laudations in his house approach the high laws of the nourisher of multitudes. I celebrate your glories, O Vaishvanara, wherewith you, O far-sighted God, has found the light. You filled at your birth both worlds, the earth and heaven. All this, O Agni, have you surrounded of yourself. By his great skill, the sage alone has brought to pass a great deed, mightier than Vaishvanara's wondrous acts. Agni sprang into being, magnifying both his parents, heaven and earth, rich in prolific seed. Hymn 4. Apris. Be friendly with each kindled log of fuel. With every flash bestow the boon of riches. Bring you the gods, O God, to our worship. Serve well-inclined as friend your friends, O Agni. Agni, whom daily Varuna and Mitra, the gods, bring thrice a day to this our worship, Tanunapath, enrich with honey our service that dwells with holy oil, that offers honor. The thought that brings every boon proceeds to worship first the priest of the libation, that we may greet the strong one with our homage. Urged, may he bring the gods, best sacrificer. On high, your way to sacrifice was made ready. The radiant flames went upward to the regions. Full in the midst of heaven, the priest is seated. Strew we the sacred grass where gods may rest them. Claiming in mind the seven priests' burnt oblations, inciting all, they came in settled order. To this our sacrifice approach the many who show in hero beauty at assemblies. Night and dawn, lauded, hither come together, both smiling, different are their forms in color, that Varuna and Mitra may accept us, and Indra, joined by Maruts with his glories. I crave the grace of heaven's two chief invokers, the seven swift steeds joy in their wonted manner. These speak of truth, praising the truth eternal, thinking on order as the guards of order. May Bharati with all her sisters, Ila accordant with the gods, with mortals Agni, Sarasvati with all her kindred rivers, come to this grass. Three goddesses, and seat them. Well pleased with us, do you, O God, O Tvashtar, give ready issue to our procreant vigor. When springs the hero, powerful, skilled in action, lover of gods, adjuster of the press stones, send to the gods the oblation, lord of forests, and let the immolator Agni dress it. He, as the truer priest, shall offer worship, for the gods' generations well he knows. Come you to us, O Agni, duly kindled, together with the potent gods and Indra. On this our grass sit Aditi, happy mother, and let our hail delight the gods immortal. Hymn 5. Agni. Agni who shines against the dawns is wakened, the holy singer who precedes the sages. With far-spread luster, kindled by the pious, the priest has thrown both gates of darkness open. Agni has waxen mighty by laudations, to be adored with hymns of those who praise him. Loving the varied shows of holy order, at the first flush of dawn he shines as envoy. Amid men's homes has Agni been established, fulfilling with the Dharma, friend, germ of waters. Loved and adored, the height he has ascended, the singer, object of our invocations. Agni is Mitra, when enkindled duly. Mitra as priest, Varuna, Jatavedas. Mitra as active minister, and house friend. Mitra of flowing rivers and of mountains. The earth's, the bird's dear lofty place he guards. He guards in his might the course of Surya. Guards the seven-headed in the center, guards sublime the deity's enjoyment. The skillful God who knows all forms of knowledge made for himself a fair form meet for worship. This Agni guards with care that never ceases the soma's skin, the bird's place rich in ghee. Agni has entered longingly the longing shrine rich with ghee, giving easy access, resplendent, pure, sublime and purifying. Again, again, he renovates his mother's. Born suddenly, by plants he grew to greatness, when tender shoots with holy ghee increased him. Like waters lovely, when they hasten downward, may Agni in his parents' lap protect us. Extolled, the strong shone forth with kindled fuel to the earth's center, to the height of heaven. May Agni, friend, adorable Matarishvan, as envoy bring the gods to our worship. Best of all luminaries, lofty Agni supported with his flame the height of heaven. When, far from Brighus, Matarishvan kindled the oblation bearer where he lay in secret. As holy food, Agni to your invoker give wealth in cattle, lasting, rich in marvels. To us be born a son and spreading offspring, Agni, be this your gracious will to us. Hymn 6. Agni. Urged on by deep devotion, O you singers, bring, pious ones, the God-approaching ladle. Borne onward to the right, it travels eastward, and, filled with oil, to Agni bears oblation. You at your birth did fill both earth and heaven, yea, most adorable, you did exceed them. Even through the heavens and through the earth's expanses, let your swift seven-tongued flames roll on, O Agni. Both heaven and earth and gods who should be worshipped establish you as priest for every dwelling. Whenever human families, God-devoted, bringing oblations, lord your splendid luster. Firm in the God's home is the mighty seated, between vast heaven and earth the well-beloved. Those cows who yield, unharmed their nectar, spouses of the far strider, ever young, united. Great are the deeds of you, the great, O Agni. You by your power have spread out earth and heaven. As soon as you were born, you were an envoy, you, mighty one, was leader of the people. Bind to the pole with cords of holy order the long-maned ruddy steeds who sprinkle ghee. Bring hither, O you God, all gods together. Provide them noble worship, Jatavedas. Even from the sky your brilliant lights shone hither. Still have you beamed through many a radiant morning. That the gods praised, their joyous heralds labor eagerly burning, Agni, in the forests. The gods who take delight in air's wide region, or those dwellers in heaven's realm of brightness, or those, the holy, prompt to hear, our helpers, who, chariot-borne, turn their horses hither, Agni, with these, born on one ear, Agni, approach us, or born on many, for your steeds are able. bring, with their dames, the gods, the 33, after your godlike nature, and be joyful. He is the priest at whose repeated worship even wide heaven and earth sing out for increase. They, fair and true and holy, coming forward stand at his sacrifice who springs from order. As holy food, Agni, to your invoker give wealth in cattle, lasting, rich in marvels. To us be born a son and spreading offspring. Agni, be this your gracious will to us. Hymn 7. The seven tones risen from the white-backed viand have made their way between the pair of mothers. Both surrounding parents come together to yield us length of days. They hasten forward. The male who dwells in heaven has mares and milk kine. He came to goddesses who bring sweet treasure. To you, safe resting in the seat of order, the cow alone upon her way proceeds. Wise master, wealthy finder out of riches, he mounted those who may with case be guided. He, dark-backed, manifold with varied aspect, has made them burst forth from their food, the brushwood. Strength-giving streams bear hither him eternal, desirous to support the mighty work of Tvashtar. He, flashing in his home with all his members, has entered both worlds as they were single. They know the red bull's blessing and are joyful under the flaming-colored lord's dominion. They who give shine from heaven with fair effulgence, whose lofty song like Ila must be honored. Yea, by tradition from the ancient sages, they brought great strength from the two mighty parents. To where the singer's bull, the knight's dispeller, after his proper dharma, has waxen stronger. Seven holy singers guard with five advaryus the bird's beloved firmly settled station. The willing bulls, untouched by old, rejoice them. As gods themselves, the ways of gods they follow. I crave the grace of heaven's two chief invokers, the seven swift steeds joy in their wonted manner. These speak of truth, praising the truth eternal, thinking on order as the guards of order. The many seek the great steed as a stallion. The reins obey the lord of varied color. O heavenly priest, most pleasant, full of wisdom, bring the great gods to us, and earth and heaven. Rich lord, the mornings have gleamed forth in splendor, fair rayed, fair speaking, worship with all viands. Yea, with the glory of the earth, O Agni, forgive us for our weal, even sin committed. As holy food, Agni, to your invoker, give wealth in cattle, lasting, rich in marvels. To us be born a son, and spreading offspring, Agni, be this your gracious will to us. Hymn 8. Sacrificial Post. God serving men, O sovereign of the forest, with heavenly honey at sacrifice anoint you. Grant wealth to us when you are standing upright, as when reposing on this mother's bosom. Set up to eastward of the fire enkindled, accepting prayer that wastes not, rich in hero. Driving far from us poverty and famine, lift yourself up to bring us great good fortune. Lord of the forest, raise yourself up on the loftiest spot on earth. Give splendor, fixed and measured well, to him who brings the sacrifice. Well robed, Enveloped he is come, the youthful. Springing to life, his glory waxes greater. Contemplative in mind and God-adoring, sages of high intelligence appraise him. Sprung up, he rises in the day's fair weather, increasing in the men-frequented synod. With song, the wise and skillful consecrate him. His voice the God-adoring singer utters. You, whom religious men have firmly planted, you, forest sovereign, whom the axe has fashioned, let those the stakes divine which here are standing be disposed to grant us wealth with store of children. O men who lift the ladles up, these hewn and planted in the ground, bringing a blessing to the field, shall bear our precious gifts to gods. Adityas, Rudras, Vasus, careful leaders, earth, heaven and prithvi and air's mid-region, accordant deities shall bless our worship and make our sacrifices ensign lofty. Like swans that flee in lengthened line, the pillars have come to us arrayed in brilliant color. They, lifted up on high by sages eastward, go forth as gods to the gods' dwelling places. Those stakes upon the earth with rings that adorn them seem to the eye like horns of horned creatures, or, as upraised by priests in invocation, let them assist us in the rush to battle. Lord of the wood, rise with 100 branches, with 1,000 branches may we rise to greatness, you whom this hatchet, with an edge well whetted for great felicity, has brought before us. Hymn 9. We as your friends have chosen you, mortals, a god, to be our help, the water's child, the blessed, the resplendent one, victorious and beyond compare. Since you, delighting in the woods, have gone to your mother streams, not to be scorned, Agni, is that return of yours when from afar you now are here. Over pungent smoke hosts you prevailed, and thus you are benevolent. Some go before, and others round about you sit, they in whose friendship you have place. Him who had passed beyond his foes, beyond continual pursuits, him the unerring ones, observant, found in floods, couched like a lion in his lair. Him wandering at his own free will, Agni here hidden from our view, him Matarisvan brought to us from far away, produced by friction from the gods. O bearer of oblations, thus mortals received you from the gods, whilst you, the friend of man, guard each sacrifice with your own power, most youthful one. Amid your wonders, this is good, yea, to the simple is it clear, when gathered round about you, Agni, lie the herds where you are kindled in the morn. Offer to him who knows fair rites, who burns with purifying glow, swift envoy, active, ancient, and adorable. Serve you the god attentively. 3 times 100 gods, and 3,000, and 3 times 10 and 9 have worshipped Agni. For him spread sacred grass, with ghee bedewed him, and established him as priest and sacrificer. Hymn 10. Agni. You, Agni, God, imperial Lord of all mankind, do mortal men with understanding kindle at the sacrifice. They praise you in their solemn rites, Agni, as minister and priest. Shine forth in your own home as guardian of Dharma. He truly who honors you with fuel, knower of all life, he, Agni, wins heroic might, he prospers well. Ensign of sacrifices, He, Agni, with gods, is come to us, decked by the seven priests, to him who brings gifts. To Agni, the invoking priest, offer your best, your lofty speech, to him ordainer-like who brings the light of songs. Let these our hymns make Agni grow, whence, meet for Lord, he springs to life, to mighty strength and great possession, fair to see. Best sacrificer, bring the gods, O Agni, to the pious man. A joyful priest, your splendor drive our foes afar. As such, O purifier, shine on us heroic, glorious might. Be nearest friend to those who laud you for their weal. So, wakeful, versed in sacred hymns, the holy singers kindle you. Oblation bearer, deathless, cherisher of strength. Hymn 11. Agni. Agni is priest, the great high priest of sacrifice, most swift in act. He knows the rite in constant course. Oblation bearer, deathless, well inclined, an eager messenger, Agni comes nigh us with the thought. Ensign of sacrifice from of old, Agni well knows with his thought to prosper this man's aim and hope. Agni, illustrious from old time, the son of strength who knows all life the gods have made to their priest. Infallible is Agni, he who goes before the tribes of men, a chariot swift and ever new. Strength of the gods which none may harm, subduing all his enemies, Agni is mightiest in fame. By offering sacred food to him, the mortal worshipper obtains a home from him whose light makes pure. From Agni, by our hymns, may we gain all things that bring happiness, singers of him who knows all life. O Agni, in our deeds of might may we obtain all precious things. The gods are centered all in you. Hymn 12. Indra Agni. Moved, Indra Agni, by our hymn, come to the juice, the precious dew. Drink you thereof, impelled by song. O Indra Agni, with the man who praises you comes the wakening rite. So drink you both this juice assured. Through force of sacrifice, I choose Indra Agni, who loved the wise. With Soma, let these sate them here. Indra and Agni I invoke, joint victors, bounteous, unsubdued, foreslayers, best to win the spoil. Indra and Agni, singers skilled in melody, hymn you, bringing lords. I choose you for the sacred food. Indra and Agni, you cast down the 90 forts which Dasas held together with one mighty deed. To Indra Agni, reverent thoughts go forward from the holy task along the path of sacred dharma. O Indra Agni, powers are yours, and dwellings and delightful food. Good is your readiness to act. Indra and Agni, in your deeds of might, you adorn heaven's lucid realms. Famed is that hero strength of yours. Hymn 13. Agni. To Agni, to this God of yours, I sing aloud with utmost power. May he come to us with the gods and sit, best offerer, on the grass, the holy, whose are earth and heaven, and succor waits upon his strength. Him men who bring oblations, Lord, and they who wish to gain for grace. He is the sage who guides these men. Leader of sacred rites is he. Him, your own Agni, serve you well, who wins and bestows wealth. So may the gracious Agni grant most goodly shelter for our use, whence in the heavens or in the floods he shall pour wealth upon our lands. The singers kindle him, the priest, Agni, the lord of tribes of men, resplendent and without a peer through his own excellent designs. Help us, you Brahman, best of all invokers of the gods in song. Beam, friend of Maruts, bliss on us, O Agni, a most liberal god. Yea, grant us treasure thousandfold with children and with nourishment, and Agni, splendid hero, strength, exalted, wasting not away. Hymn 14. Agni. The pleasant priest is come into the synod, true, skilled in sacrifice, most wise ordainer. Agni, the son of strength, whose chariot is lightning, whose hair is flame, has shown on earth his luster. To you I offer reverent speech. Accept it. To you who marks it, victorious, faithful. Bring, you who know, those who know, and seat you amid the sacred grass for help, O holy. The two who show their vigor, night and morning, by the wind's paths shall haste to you, O Agni. When men adorn the ancient with oblations, these seek, as on two chariot seats, the dwelling. To you, strong Agni, Varuna and Mitra and all the Maruts sang a song of triumph. What time to the people's lands you camest, spreading them as the sun of men with lustre. Approaching with raised hands and adoration, we have this day fulfilled for you your longing. Worship the gods with most devoted spirit, a priest with no unfriendly thought, O Agni. For, son of strength, from you come many succors, and powers abundant that a god possesses. Agni, to us with speech that has no falsehood, grant riches, real, to be told in thousands. Whatever, God, in sacrifice we mortals have wrought, is all for you, strong, wise of purpose. Be you the friend of each good chariot's master. All this enjoy you here, immortal Agni. Hymn 15. Agni. Resplendent with your wide extending luster, dispel the terrors of the fiends who hate us. May lofty Agni be my guide and shelter, the easily invoked, the good protector. Be you to us, while now the morn is breaking, be you a guardian when the sun has mounted. Accept, as men accept a true-born infant, my praise, O Agni, nobly born in body. Bull, who beholds men through many mornings among the dark ones, shine forth red, O Agni. Lead us, good Lord, and bear us over trouble. Help us, who long, most youthful God, to riches. Shine forth, a bull invincible, O Agni, winning by conquest all the forts and treasures. You, Jatavedas, who are skilled in guiding, the chief high saving sacrifice's leader, lighting gods hither, Agni, wisest singer, bring you to us many and flawless shelters. Bring vigor, like a chariot that gathers booty, bring us, O Agni, beauteous earth and heaven. Swell, O you bull, and give those powers an impulse, even earth and heaven who yield their milk in plenty, shining, O God, with gods in clear effulgence. Let not a mortal's evil will obstruct us. Agni, as holy food to your invoker, give wealth in cattle, lasting, rich in marvels. To us be born a son and spreading offspring. Agni, be this your gracious will for us. Hymn 16. Agni. This Agni is the Lord of great felicity and hero strength, Lord of wealth in herds of kine, Lord of the battles with the foe. Wait, Maruts, heroes, upon him the prosperer, in whom is bliss increasing wealth. Who in fights ever conquer evil-hearted men who overcome the enemy? As such, O Agni, deal us wealth and hero might, O bounteous one, most lofty, very glorious, rich in progeny, free from disease and full of power. He who made all that lives, who passes all in might, who orders service to the gods. He works among the gods, he works in hero strength, yea, also in the praise of men. Give us not up to indigence, Agni, nor want of hero sons, nor son of strength to lack of cattle, nor to blame. Drive you our enemies away. Help us to strength, blessed Agni, rich in progeny, abundant in our sacrifice. Flood us with riches yet more plenteous, bringing weal with high renown, most glorious one. Hymn 17. Agni. Duly enkindled after ancient customs, bringing all treasures, he is balmed with unguents. Flame-haired, oil-clad, the purifying Agni, skilled in fair rites to bring the gods for worship. As you, O Agni, skillful Jatavedas, have sacrificed as priest of earth, of heaven, so with this offering bring the gods and prosper this sacrifice today as before for Manu. Three are your times of life, O Jatavedas, and the three mornings are your births, O Agni. With these, well knowing, grant the gods kind favor, and help in stir and stress the man who worships. Agni most bright and fair, with song we honor, yea, the adorable, O Jatavedas. You, envoy, messenger, oblation bearer, the gods have made center of life eternal. That priest before you, yet more skilled in worship, established of old, health-giver by his nature, after his custom offer, you who know, and lay our sacrifice where gods may taste it. Hymn 18. Agni. Agni, be kind to us when we approach you, good as a friend to friend, as father and mother. The races of mankind are great oppressors. Burn up malignity that strives against us. Agni, burn up the unfriendly who are near us. Burn you the foeman's curse who pays no worship. Burn, Vasu, you who marks well the foolish. Let your eternal nimble beams surround you. With fuel, Agni, and with oil, desirous, mine offering I present for strength and conquest. With prayer, so far as I have power, adoring this hymn divine to gain 100 treasures. Give with your glow, you son of strength, when lauded, great vital power to those who toil to serve you. Give richly, Agni, to the Vishvamitras in rest and stir. Oft have we decked your body. Give us, O liberal Lord, great store of riches, before, Agni, such are you when duly kindled. You, in the happy singer's home bestow, amply with arms extended, things of beauty. Hymn 19. Agni. Agni, quick, sage, infallible, all-knowing, I choose to be our priest at this oblation. In our God's service, he, best skilled, shall worship. May he obtain us boons for strength and riches. Agni, to you I lift the oil-fed ladle, bright with an offering bearing our oblation. From the right hand, choosing the God's attendants, he with rich presents has arranged the worship. Of keenest spirit is the man you aid. Give us good offspring, you who give freely. In power of wealth, most rich in men, O Agni, of you, the good, may we sing forth fair praises. Men, as they worship you, the God, O Agni, have set on you full many a brilliant aspect. So bring, most youthful one, the God's assembly, the heavenly host which you today shall honor. When gods anoint you priest at their oblation and seat you for your task as sacrificer, O Agni, be you here our kind defender, and to ourselves vouchsafe the gift of glory. Hymn 20. Agni. With lauds at break of morn, the priest invokes Agni, Dawn, Dadhikras, and both the Ashwins. With one consent, the gods, whose light is splendid, longing to taste our sacrifice, shall hear us. Three are your powers, O Agni, three your stations, three are your tongues, yea, many, child of order. Three bodies have you, which the gods delight in. With these, protect our hymns with care unceasing. O Agni, many are the names you bear, immortal, God, divine, and Jatavedas. And many charms of charmers, all-inspirer, have they laid in you, Lord of true attendants. Agni, like Bhaga, leads the godly people. He who is true to Dharma and guards the seasons. Ancient, all-knowing, he, the Vritra slayer, shall bear the singer safe through every trouble. I call on Savitar the god, on Morning, Brihaspati, and Dadhikras, and Agni, on Varuna and Mitra, on the Ashwins, Bhaga, the Vasus, Rudras, and Adityas. Hymn 21. Agni. Set this our sacrifice among the immortals. Be pleased with these our presents, Jatavedas. O priest, O Agni, sit you down before us, and first enjoy the drops of ghee and ghee. For you, O purifier, flow the drops of ghee rich in oil. After your wont, vouchsafe to us the choicest boon that gods may feast, Agni most excellent, for you the sage are drops that drip with oil. You are enkindled as the best of seers. Help you the sacrifice. To you, O Agni, mighty and resistless, to you stream forth the drops of ghee and ghee. With great light are you come, O praised by poets. Accept our offering, O you sage. Ghee exceeding rich, extracted from the midst, this as our gift we offer you. Excellent God, the drops run down upon your skin. Deal them to each among the gods. Hymn 22. Agni. This is that Agni, whence the longing Indra took the pressed soma deep within his body. Winner of spoils in thousands, like a courser, with praise you are exalted, Jatavedas. That light of yours in heaven and earth, O Agni, in plants, O Holy One, and in the waters, wherewith you have spread wide the air's mid-region bright, is that splendor, wavy, man-beholding. O Agni, to the sea of heaven you go. You have called hither gods beheld in spirit. The waters too come hither, those up yonder in the sun's realm of light, and those beneath it. Let fires that dwell in mist, combined with those that have their home in floods, guileless, accept our sacrifice, great vines free from all disease. Agni, as holy food to your invoker, give wealth in cattle, lasting, rich in marvels. To us be born a son and spreading offspring. Agni, be this your gracious will for us. Hymn 23. Agni. Rubbed into life, well established in the dwelling, leader of sacrifice, the sage, the youthful, here in the wasting fuel, Jatavedas, eternal, has assumed immortal being. Both Bharatas, Devasravas, Devavata, have strongly rubbed to life effectual Agni. O Agni, look you forth with ample riches. Be, every day, bearer of food to feed us. Him nobly born of old the fingers 10 produced, him whom his mothers counted dear. Praise Devavata's Agni, you, Devasravas, him who shall be the people's lord. He set you in the earth's most lovely station, in Ila's place, in days of fair bright weather. On man, on Apaya Agni, on the rivers, Drishadvati, Saraswati, shine richly. Agni, as holy food to your invoker, give wealth in cattle, lasting, rich in marvels. To us be born a son and spreading offspring. Agni, be this your gracious will for us. Hymn 24. Agni. Agni, subdue opposing bands and drive our enemies away. Invincible, slay godless foes. Give splendor to the worshipper. Lit with libation, Agni, you, deathless, who calls gods to feast, accept our sacrifice with joy. With splendor, Agni, son of strength, you who are worshipped, wakeful one, seat you on this my sacred grass. With all your fires, with all the gods, Agni, exalt the songs we sing, and living men in holy rites. Grant, Agni, to the worshipper, wealth rich in heroes, plenteous store, make you us rich with many sons. Hymn 25. Agni. You are the sapient son of Dios, O Agni. Yes, and the child of earth who knows all things. Bring the gods specially, you sage, for worship. Agni the wise bestows the might of heroes, grants strengthening food, preparing it for nectar. You who are rich in food, bring the gods hither. Agni, infallible, lights earth and heaven, immortal goddesses, gracious to all men, Lord through his strength, splendid through adorations. Come to the sacrifice, Agni and Indra, come to the offerer's house who has the soma. Come, friendly-minded gods, to drink the soma. In the flood's home are you enkindled, Agni, O Jatavedas, son of strength eternal, exalting with your help the gathering places. Hymn 26. Agni. Revering in our heart Agni Vaishvanara, the finder of the light, whose promises are true, the liberal, gladsome, chariot-born god, we Kushikas invoke him with oblation, seeking wealth with songs. That Agni, bright, Vaishvanara, we invoke for help, and Mata is one worthy of the song of praise. Brihaspati for man's observance of the gods, the singer prompt to hear, the swiftly moving guest. Age after age, Vaishvanara, neighing like a horse, is kindled with the women by the Kushikas. May Agni, he who wakes among immortal gods, grant us heroic strength and wealth in noble steeds. Let them go forth, the strong, as flames of fire with might. Gathered for victory, they have yoked their spotted deer. Pourers of floods, the Maruts, masters of all wealth, they who can never be conquered, make the mountains shake. The Maruts, friends of men, are glorious as the fire. Their mighty and resplendent succor we implore. Those storming sons of Rudra, clothed in robes of rain, boon-givers of good gifts, roar as the lions roar. We, band on band and troop following troop, entreat with fair lords Agni's splendor and the Marut's might, with spotted deer for steeds, with wealth that never fails, they, wise ones, come to sacrifice at our gatherings. Agni am I, who know, by birth, all creatures. Mine eye is butter, in my mouth is nectar. I am light threefold. Measurer of the region, exhaustless heat am I, named burnt oblation. Bearing in mind a thought with light accordant, he purified the sun with three refinings. By his own nature gained the highest treasure, and looked abroad over the earth and heaven. The spring that fails not with 100 streamlets, father inspired of prayers that men should utter, the sparkler, joyous in his parents' bosom. Him, the truth speaker, sate you, earth and heaven. Hymn 27. Agni. In ladle dropping ghee, your food goes in oblation up to heaven, goes to the gods in search of bliss. Agni, I Lord, the sage inspired, crowner of sacrifice through song, who listens and gives bounteous gifts. O Agni, if we might obtain control of you, the potent god, then should we overcome our foes. Kindled at sacrifices, he is Agni, hallower, meet for praise. With flame for hair, to him we seek. Immortal Agni, shining far, enrobed with oil, well worshipped, bears the gifts of sacrifice away. The priests with ladles lifted up, worshipping here with holy thought, have brought this Agni for our aid. Immortal, sacrificer, God, with wondrous power he leads the way, urging the great assembly on. Strong, he is set on deeds of strength. In sacrifices led in front, as singer, he completes the rite. Excellent, he was made by thought. The germ of beings have I gained, yea, and the father of active strength. You have I established, excellent, O strengthened by the sage's prayer, you, Agni, longing, nobly bright. Agni, the swift and active one, singers at time of sacrifice eagerly kindle with their food. Agni, the sun of strength, who shines up to the heaven in solemn rites, the wise of heart, I glorify. Meet to be lauded and adored, showing in beauty through the dark, Agni, the strong, is kindled well. Agni is kindled as a bull, like a horse-bearer of the gods. Men with oblations worship him. You we will kindle as a bull. We who are bulls ourselves, O bull, you, Agni, shining mightily. Hymn 28. Agni. Agni, who know all, accept our offering and the cake of meal, at dawn's libation, rich in prayer. Agni, the sacrificial cake has been prepared and dressed for you. Accept it, O most youthful God. Agni, enjoy the cake of meal and our oblation 3 days old. Thou, son of strength, are established at our sacrifice. Here at the midday sacrifice, enjoy you the sacrificial cake, wise Jatavedas. Agni, the sages in assemblies never minish the portion due to you, the mighty. O Agni, at the third libation, take with joy the offered cake of sacrifice, you, son of strength. Through skill in song, bear to the gods our sacrifice, watchful and fraught with riches to immortal God. O waxing Agni, Noah, you of all, accept our gifts, the cake, and that prepared ere yesterday. Hymn 29. Agni. Here is the gear for friction, here tinder made ready for the spark. Bring you the matron, we will rub Agni in ancient fashion forth. In the two fire sticks Jatavedas lieth, even as the well-set germ in pregnant women, Agni, who day by day must be exalted by men who watch and worship with oblations. Lay this with care on that which lies extended. Straight has she borne the steer when made prolific. With his red pillar, radiant is his splendor. In our skilled task is born the son of Ila. In Ila's place we set you down upon the central point of earth. That, Agni Jatavedas, you may bear our offerings to the gods. Rub into life, you men, the sage, the guileless, immortal, very wise and fair to look on. O men, bring forth the most propitious Agni, first ensign of the sacrifice to eastward. When with their arms they rub him straight, he shines forth like a strong courser, red in colour, in the wood. Bright, checkless, as it were upon the Ashwin's path, he passes by the stones and burns up the grass. Agni shines forth when born, observant, mighty, bountiful, the singer praised by sages. Whom, as adorable and knowing all things, gods set at solemn rites as offering-bearer. Set you, O priest, in your own place, observant, lay down the sacrifice in the home of worship. Thou, dear to gods, shall serve them with oblation. Agni, give long life to the sacrificer. Raise you a mighty smoke, my fellow workers, you shall attain to wealth without obstruction. This Agni is the battle-winning hero by whom the gods have overcome the Dasyus. This is your ordered place of birth, when sprung to life you shone forth. Knowing this, Agni, sit you down and prosper you the songs we sing. As germ celestial, he is called Tanunapat, and Narashansa, born, diffused in varied shape. Formed in his mother, he is Matariswan. He has, in his course, become the rapid flight of wind. With strong attrition rubbed to life, laid down with careful hand, a sage, Agni, make sacrifices good, and for the pious bring the gods. Mortals have brought to life the god immortal, the conqueror with mighty jaws, unfailing. The sisters 10, unwedded and united, together grasp the babe, the newborn infant. Served by the 7 priests, he shone forth from ancient time when in his mother's bosom, in her lap, he glowed. Giving delight each day, he closes not his eye, since from the asura's body he was brought to life. Even as the Maruts, onslaughts who attack the foe, those born the first of all knew the full power of prayer. The Kushikas have made the glorious hymn ascend, and each one singly in his home have kindled fire. As we, O priest observant, have elected you this day when the solemn sacrifice began, so surely have you worshipped, surely have you toiled. Come you to the Soma, wise and knowing all. Hymn 30. Indra. The friends who offer Soma long to find you. They pour forth Soma and present their viands. They bear unmoved the cursing of the people, for all our wisdom comes from you, O Indra. Not far for you are mid-air's loftiest regions. Start hither, Lord of bays, with your bay horses. Made for the firm and strong are these libations. The pressing stones are set, and fire is kindled. Fair cheeks has Indra, Maghavan, the victor, lord of a great host, stormer, strong in action. What once you did in might when mortals vexed you, where now, O bull? Are those your hero exploits? For, overthrowing what has never been shaken, you go forth alone, destroying Vratras. For him who follows your dharma, the mountains and heaven and earth stand as if firmly established, yea, much invoked, in safety through your glories alone you speak truth as Vritra's slayer. E'en these 2 boundless worlds to you, O Indra, when you grasp them, are but a handful. Forthwith your bay steeds down the steep, O Indra, forth, crushing foemen, go your bolt of thunder. Slay those who meet you, those who flee, who follow, make all your promise true, be all completed. The man to whom you give as provider enjoys domestic plenty undivided. Blessed, Indra, is your favor dripping ghee. Your worship, much invoked, brings gifts in thousands. You, Indra, much invoked, did crush to pieces Kunaru, handless fiend who dwelt with Danu. You with might, Indra, smote dead the scorner, the footless Vritra, as he waxed in vigor. You have established in her seat, O Indra, the level earth, vast, vigorous, unbounded. The bull has propped the heaven and air's mid-region. By you sent onward, let the floods flow hither. He who withheld the kine, in silence I yielded in fear before your blow, O Indra. He made paths easy to drive forth the cattle. Loud breathing praises helped the much invoked one. Indra alone filled full the earth and heaven, the pair who meet together rich in treasures. Yea, bring you near us from the air's mid-region strength, on your chariot and hold some food, O hero. Surya transgresses not the ordered limits set daily by the Lord of tawny coursers. When to the goal he comes, his journey ended, his steeds he loses. This is Indra's doing. Men gladly in the course of night would look on the broad, bright front of the refulgent morning, and all acknowledge, when she comes in glory, the manifold and goodly works of Indra. A mighty splendor rests upon her bosom. Bearing ripe milk, the cow, unripe, advances. All sweetness is collected in the heifer, sweetness which Indra made for our enjoyment. Barring the way they come, be firm, O Indra. Aid friends to sacrifice and him who sings. These must be slain by you, malignant mortals, armed with ill arts, our quiver-bearing foemen. A cry is heard from enemies most near us. Against them send your fiercest flaming weapon. Rend them from under, crush them and subdue them. Slay Maghavan and make the fiends our booty. Root up the race of Rakshasas. O Indra, rend it in front and crush it in the middle. How long have you behaved as one who wavers? Cast your hot dart at him who hates devotion. When borne by strong steeds for our weal, O leader, you at many noble vines. May we be winners of abundant riches. May Indra be our wealth with store of children. Bestow on us resplendent wealth. O Indra, let us enjoy your overflow of bounty. Wide as a sea, our longing has expanded. Fulfill it, O you treasure lord of treasures. With kine and horses, satisfy this longing with very splendid bounty skill. Extend it. Seeking the light, with hymns to you, O Indra. Kushikas have brought their gift, the singers. Lord of the kine, burst the kine stable open. Cows shall be ours, and strength that wins the booty. Hero, whose might is true, your home is heaven. To us, O Maghavan, grant gifts of cattle. Call we on Maghavan, auspicious Indra, best hero in this fight where spoil is gathered. The strong who listens, who gives aid in battles, who slays the Vratras, wins and gathers riches. Hymn 31. Indra. Wise, teaching, following the thought of order, the sonless gained a grandson from his daughter. Fain as a sire to see his child prolific, he sped to meet her with an eager spirit. The son left not his portion to the brother. He made a home to hold him who should gain it. What time his parents gave the priest his being, of the good pair one acted, one promoted. Agni was born trembling with tongue that flickered, so that the red's great children should be honored. Great is their germ. That born of them is mighty. Great the bay's lords approach through sacrifices. Conquering bands upon the warrior waited. They recognized great light from out the darkness. The conscious dawns went forth to meet his coming, and the sole master of the kine was Indra. The sages freed them from their firm-built prison. The seven priests drove them forward with their spirit. All holy order's pathway they discovered, he, full of knowledge, shared these deeds through worship. When Sarama had found the mountain's fissure, the vast and ancient place she plundered thoroughly. In the flood's van, she led them forth light-footed. She who well knew came first to their lowing. Longing for friendship came the noblest singer. The hill poured forth its treasure for the pious. The hero with young followers fought and conquered. And straightway Angiras was singing praises. Peer of each noble thing, yea, all excelling, all creatures does he know, he slays Shushna, our leader, wanting war, singing from heaven, as friend he saved his lovers from dishonor. They sat them down with spirit wanting booty, making with hymns a way to life eternal. And this is still their place of frequent session, whereby they sought to gain the months through order. Drawing the milk of ancient seed prolific, they joyed as they beheld their own possession. Their shout of triumph heated earth and heaven. When the kine showed, they bade the heroes rouse them. Indra drove forth the kine, that Vritra slayer, while hymns of praise rose up and gifts were offered. For him the cow, noble and far extending, poured pleasant juices, bringing ghee and sweetness. They made a mansion for their father, deftly provided him a great and glorious dwelling. With firm support parted and stayed the parents, and, sitting, fixed him there erected, mighty. When the ample chalice had impelled him, swift waxing, vast, to pierce the earth and heaven, him in whom blameless songs are all united, all powers invincible, belong to Indra. I crave your powers. I crave your mighty friendship. Full many a team goes to the Vritra slayer. Great is the Lord. We seek the prince's favor. Be you, O Maghavan, our guard and keeper. He, having found great, splendid, rich dominion, sent life and motion to his friends and lovers. Indra, who shone together with the heroes, begot the song, the fire, the sun and morning. Vast, the house friend, he set the waters flowing, all lucid, widely spread, that move together. By the wise cleansings of the honey made holy, through days and nights they speed the swift streams onward. To you proceed the dark, the treasure holders, both of them sanctified by Surya's bounty. The while your lovely storming friends, O Indra, fail to attain the measure of your greatness. Be lord of joyous songs, O Vritra slayer, bull dear to all who gives the power of living. Come to us with your auspicious friendship, hastening, mighty one, with mighty succors. Like Angiras, I honor him with worship, and renovate old song for him, the ancient. Chase you, the many godless evil creatures, and give us, Maghavan, heaven's light to help us. Far forth are spread the purifying waters, convey you us across them to safety. Save us, our charioteer, from harm, O Indra, soon, very soon, make us win the spoil of cattle. His kine their lord has shown, even Vritra slayer, through the black hosts he passed with red attendants. Teaching us pleasant things by holy order, to us he has thrown open all his portals. Call we on Maghavan, auspicious Indra, best hero in this fight where spoil is gathered. The strong who listens, who gives aid in battles, who slays the Vritras, wins and gathers riches. Hymn 32. Indra. Drink you this Soma, Indra, lord of Soma. drink you the draught of noonday which you love. Puffing your cheeks, impetuous, liberal giver, here loose your two bay horses and rejoice you. Quaff it pure, meal blent, mixed with milk, O Indra, we have poured forth the soma for your rapture. Knit with the prayer-fulfilling band of Marut, yea, with the Rudras, drink till you are sated. Those who gave increase to your strength and vigor, the Maruts singing forth your might, O Indra. Drink you, O fair of cheek, whose hand wields thunder, with Rudras banded at our noon libation. They, even the Maruts who were there, excited with song the honey-created strength of Indra. By them impelled to act, he reached the vitals of Vritra, though he deemed that none might wound him. Pleased, like a man with our libation, Indra drink for enduring hero might the soma. Lord of bays, moved by sacrifice, come hither. You with the swift ones stir floods and waters. When did you lose the streams to run like racers in the swift contest, having smitten Vritra with flying weapon where he lay, O Indra, and godless kept the goddesses encompassed? With reverence let us worship mighty Indra, great and sublime, eternal, ever youthful, whose greatness the dear world halves have not measured, no, nor conceived the might of him the holy. Many are Indra's nobly wrought achievements, and none of all the gods transgress his statutes. He bears up this earth, and, doer of marvels, he begot the sun and morning. Herein, O guileless one, is your true greatness, that soon as born you drank up the soma. Days may not check the power of you, the mighty, nor the nights, Indra, nor the months, nor autumns. As soon as you were born in highest heaven, you drank soma to delight you, Indra. And when you had pervaded earth and heaven, you were the first supporter of the singer. You, puissant god, more mighty, slew Ahi, showing his strength when couched around the waters. The heaven itself attained not to your greatness when with one hip of yours the earth was shadowed. Sacrifice, Indra, made you wax so mighty, the dear oblation with the flowing soma. O worshipful, with worship help our worship, for worship helped your bolt when slaying Ahi. With sacrifice and wish have I brought Indra. Still for new blessings may I turn him hither. Him magnified by ancient songs and praises, by lords of later time and days yet recent. I have brought forth a song when longing seized me. Ere the decisive day will I lord Indra. Then may he safely bear us over trouble as in a ship when both sides invocate him. Full is his chalice, glory, like a pourer I have filled up the vessel for his drinking, presented on the right. Dear soma juices have brought us Indra to rejoice him hither. Not the deep flowing flood, O much invoked one, not hills that compass you about restrain you, since here incited for your friends, O Indra, you broke even the firm-built stall of cattle. We call on Maghavan, auspicious Indra, best hero in this fight where spoil is gathered. The strong who listens, who gives aid in battles, who slays the Vritras, wins and gathers riches. Hymn 33. Indra. From forth the bosom of the mountains, eager as two swift mares with loosened rein contending, like two bright mother cows who lick their youngling, Vipas and Sutudri speed down their waters. Impelled by Indra, whom you pray to urge you, you move as 'twere on chariots to the ocean. flowing together, swelling with your billows, O lucid streams, each of you seeks the other. I have attained the most maternal river. We have approached Vipass, the broad, the blessed. Licking, as 'twere, their calf, the pair of mothers flow onward to their common home together. We too who rise and swell with billowy waters, move forward to the home which gods have made us. Our flood may not be stayed when urged to motion. What would the singer, calling to the rivers? Linger a little at my friendly bidding, rest, holy ones, a moment in your journey. With him sublime, soliciting your favor, Kushika's son has called to the river. Indra, who wields the thunder, dug our channels. He smote down Tvritra, him who stayed our currents. Savitar, God, the lovely-handed, led us, and at his sending forth, we flow expanded. That hero deed of Indra must be praised forever that he rent Ahi in pieces. He smote away the obstructors with his thunder, and eager for their course, forth flowed the waters. Never forget this word of yours, O singer, which future generations shall re-echo. In hymns, O bard, show us your loving kindness. Humble us not mid men, to you be honor. List quickly, sisters, to the bard who comes to you from far away with chariot and wagon. Bow lowly down. Be easy to be traversed. Stay, rivers, with your floods below our axles. Yea, we will listen to your words, O singer. With wain and chariot from far away you come. Lo, like a nursing mother will I bend me, and yield me as a maiden to her lover. Soon as the Bharatas have fared across you, the warrior band, urged on and sped by Indra, then let your streams flow on in rapid motion. I crave your favor, who deserve our worship. The warrior host, the Bharatas, fared over the singer, won the favor of the rivers. Swell with your billows, hastening, pouring riches. Fill full your channels and roll swiftly onward. So let your wave bear up the pins, and you, O waters, spare the thongs. And never may the pair of bulls, harmless and sinless, waste away. Hymn 34. Indra. Fort render, lord of wealth, dispelling foemen, Indra with lightnings has overcome the Dasa. Impelled by prayer and waxen great in body, he has filled earth and heaven, the bounteous giver. I stimulate your zeal, the strong, the hero decking my song of praise forth, immortal. O Indra, you are equally the leader of heavenly hosts and human generations. Leading his band, Indra encompassed Vritra. Weak grew the wily leader of enchanters. He who burns fierce in forests slaughtered Vyansa and made the milk kine of the knights apparent. Indra, light winner, day's creator, conquered, victorious, hostile bands with those who loved him. For man the day's bright ensign he illumined, and found the light for his joy and gladness. Forward to fiercely falling blows pressed Indra, hero-like, doing many hero exploits. These holy songs he taught the bard who praised him, and widely spread these dawn's resplendent color. They laud the mighty acts of him the mighty, the many glorious deeds performed by Indra. He in his strength, with all surpassing prowess, through wondrous arts crushed the malignant Dasyus. Lord of the brave, Indra who rules the people, gave freedom to the gods by might and battle. Wise singers glorify with chanted praises these his achievements in Vivasvan's dwelling. Excellent, conqueror, the victory giver, the winner of the light and godlike waters, he who has won this broad earth and this heaven, in Indra they rejoice who love devotions. He gained possession of the sun and horses. Indra obtained the cow who feeds many. Treasure of gold he won. He smote the Dasyus and gave protection to the Aryan color. He took the plants and days for his possession. He gained the forest trees and airs mid-region. Vala he cleft and chased away opponents. Thus was he tamer of the overweening. We call on Maghavan, auspicious Indra, best hero in the fight where spoil is gathered, the strong who listens, who gives aid in battles, who slays the Vratras, wins and gathers treasures. Hymn 35. Indra. Mount the bay horses to your chariot harnessed, and come to us like Vayu with his coursers. Thou, hastening to us, shall drink the Soma. Hail, Indra, we have poured it for your rapture. For him, the god who is invoked by many, the two swift bay steeds to the pole I harness, that they in fleet course may bring Indra hither, even to this sacrifice arranged completely. Bring the strong steeds who drink the warm libation, and, bull of godlike nature, be you gracious. Let your steeds eat. Set free your tawny horses, and roasted grain like this consume you daily. Those who are yoked by prayer I harness, fleet friendly bays who take their joy together. Mounting your firm and easy chariot, O Indra, wise and all-knowing, come you to the Soma. No other worshippers must stay beside them your bays, your vigorous and smooth-backed coursers. Pass by them all and hasten onward hither. With Soma pressed, we will prepare to feast you. Yours is this Soma. Hasten to approach it. Drink you thereof, benevolent, and cease not. Sit on the sacred grass at this our worship, and take these drops into your belly, Indra. The grass is strewn for you, pressed is the Soma, the grain is ready for your bays to feed on. To you who loves them, the very mighty, strong, joined by Maruts, are these gifts presented. This the sweet draught, with cows, the men, the mountains, the waters, Indra, have for you made ready. Come, drink thereof, sublime one, friendly-minded, foreseeing, knowing well the ways you go. The Maruts, they with whom you shared Soma, Indra, who made you strong and were your army, with these accordant, eagerly desirous, drink you this Soma with the tongue of Agni. Drink, Indra, of the juice by your own nature or by the tongue of Agni, O you holy. Accept the sacrificial gift, O Shakra, from the Advaryu's hand or from the Hotar's. Call we on Maghavan, auspicious Indra, best hero in the fight where spoil is gathered. The strong who listens, who gives aid in battles, who slays the Vratras, wins and gathers riches. Hymn 36. Indra. With constant succors, wanting yourself to share it, make this oblation which we bring effective. Grown great through strengthening gifts at each libation, he has become renowned by mighty exploits. For Indra were the Somas in past days discovered, whereby he grew strong-jointed, vast, and skillful. Indra, take quickly these presented juices. drink of the strong that which the strong have shaken. Drink and wax great. Yours are the juices, Indra, both somas of old time, and these we bring you. Even as you drank, Indra, earlier somas, so drink today, a new guest, meet for praises. Great and impetuous, mighty voiced in battle, surpassing power is his, and strength resistless. Him the broad earth has never comprehended when somas cheered the lord of tawny coursers. Mighty and strong, he waxed for hero exploit. The bull was furnished a sage's wisdom. Indra is our kind lord. His steers have vigor, his cows are many with abundant offspring. As floods according to their stream flow onward, so to the sea, as borne on chariots, the waters. Vaster is Indra even than his dwelling. When the stork milked out, the soma fills him. Eager to mingle with the sea, the rivers carry the well-pressed soma juice to Indra. They drain the stork out with their arms, quick-banded, and cleanse it with a stream of mead and filters. Like lakes appear his flanks, filled full with soma, yea, he contains libations in abundance. When Indra had consumed the first sweet viands, he, after slaying Vritra, claimed the soma. Then bring you hither, and let none prevent it. We know you well, the lord of wealth and treasure. That splendid gift, which is your own, O Indra, vouchsafe to us, lord of the tawny coursers. O Indra, Maghavan, impetuous mover, grant us abundant wealth that brings all blessings. Give us 100 autumns for our lifetime. Give us, O fair-checked Indra, store of heroes. Call we on Indra, Maghavan, auspicious, best hero in the fight where spoil is gathered, the strong who listens, who gives aid in battles, who slays the Vratras, wins and gathers riches. Hymn 37. Indra. O Indra, for the strength that slays Vritra and conquers in the fight, we turn you hitherward to us. O Indra, lord of 100 powers, may those who praise you hitherward direct your spirit and your eye. O Indra, lord of 100 powers, with all our songs we invocate thy names for triumph over foes. We strive for glory through the powers immense of him who many praise, of Indra, who supports mankind. For Vritra's slaughter, I address Indra, whom many invocate to win us booty in the wars. In battles be victorious, we seek you, Lord of 100 powers, Indra, that Vritra may be slain. In splendid combats of the hosts, in glories where the fight is won, Indra, be victor over foes. Drink you the soma for our help, bright, vigilant, exceeding strong, O Indra, lord of 100 powers. O Shatakratu, powers which you mid the 5 races have displayed, these, Indra, do I claim from you. Indra, great glory have you gained, win splendid fame which none may mar. We make your might perpetual, come to us either from anear, or Shakra, come from far away. Indra, wherever be your home, come to us thence, O